Hello, and welcome back. Tonight, we'll be reading chapter 3 of a story that I wrote way back when I thought I could actually write, but you and I both know I couldn't. Yeah. Let the public humiliation begin. Chapter 3. Miss Sherman was more dog than human. It was almost as if the school board decided to put lipstick on a bulldog, stick it in a dress shorter than I am, and call it a day. I was starting to hate her already, and apparently I wasn't the only one. I know this because when I looked at the words carved into my desk, I found that everyone else did too. "Good morning, class," Miss Sherman said a little too loudly. "Good morning, Miss Sherman," everyone else recited. Except for me, of course. I was busy trying to find an open seat, far, far away from the bulldog. Apparently, I had a desk and didn't have a seat at the same time. Don't know where I was going with that one, but that's all right. Pull out last night's homework when you reach your seats. While I take attendance, present her here, we'll do just fine. Even the way she spoke made me want to crawl into a corner and rethink my life. So I quickly found a seat and sat down, even though I already had a seat to begin with. The desks were designed for 3 students, so I felt a bit exposed sitting alone. "Please have someone sit next to me," I prayed silently. "Please, please, 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 please." I heard a shuffle to my right, so I turned to see who answered my prayer. Not her, not her, not her, not her, not her. I should have put quotations around that, that's fine. The pretty girl from the hallway was pulling out of the chair 2 seats for mine. Great. I could already see my picture. See, that's a nice little reference I made to the last chapter, where he thought he was a pedophile for just looking at a girl. Which is weird, because I'm pretty sure she's older than him. Anyway, trying not to seem too nervous, I pulled out a notebook and wrote notes on the first page, as one does. "Alexander," Miss Sherman had started roll. Me, trying to be the good student I was, strained to hear something even remotely close to my name. I wasn't about to correct her or anything, let alone my name. Oh, correct her on anything, let alone my name. The only time I lost concentration was when the teacher barked "Autumn," and the hallway girl responded with a somewhat pleasant "Here." Ah, so the girl has a name, I thought. And of all the names, it's this one. Beautiful, simple, and oh crap, did the teacher call my name already? I snapped to attention just as I heard my name called. "Ryan." "Yes, I mean here, ma'am." The bulldog looked up from roll, her beady little eyes criticizing the entirety of my being. Slowly but surely, her eyes moved back to the task at hand. Aw, man, I totally blown it. I didn't even make it through the first period. Silently, I started reciting the last prayer, faster than any convict of the Salem witch trials. Apparently, that didn't do shit, because when I opened my eyes, Miss Sherman was looming over me. I suddenly felt really, really guilty for some reason. Then, there was this awkward moment where I didn't know why she was looking at me, but I couldn't stop looking at her, because I was afraid that if I broke eye contact, I could die. It wasn't until she held out her hand that I looked away. Then there was a second awkward pause where I looked at her hand, contemplating whether or not she wanted me to kiss it. "Your homework, Mr. Ryan," she demanded. Oh, that's what she wanted. Duh. Teacher wanting homework? Of course. My mom just enrolled me the other day. This is my first class. I trailed off, noticing that my teacher obviously didn't care. And I don't have last night's homework, I managed to say. To my horror, a wicked grin managed to make its way across her face. A bulldog should never smile. Actually, I'm kind of proud of that one. That was like the epitome of metaphors, or I guess descriptive writing that I made back in the day. Well then, we should have called in advance, correct? And retrieved the homework I am so willing to give, so then we wouldn't be having this exchange between us. In the first place, sorry, I don't know why that's written on the other page. She leaned down closer and closer as she spoke. Yes, ma'am. Well, she straightened herself up and sighed. Since you have shown yourself to be lazy and incapable of such rudimentary actions, I'm afraid a punishment is in order. I braced myself. You have until the end of the remaining time to complete last night's homework, and if I see even the slightest mistake, it's detention. God damn. You know, I write worse villains than Stephen King. This is absolute shit. Like, holy crap, this woman is an absolute nightmare. Man. Yeah, this is giving me nightmares. Okay. I also expect you to complete tonight's homework as well. Do I make myself clear? Oh. Of course I wrote this. Okay. Oh. That was it? No scrubbing the floors? No scrapping off gum from the desks? I almost laughed. Bakada. Insert JoJo's Bizarre Adventure meme. Yes, ma'am. I put on my most disappointed voice. That's what I like to hear. Miss Sherman waltzed over to her desk, pulled out a packet from one of the drawers, and walked back to put it on my desk. Okay, class. I'd like to see your homework out and your textbooks open to page ... I toned her out and began the homework. Turned out to be purely review, and I ended up getting pretty far into it when I heard my name being whispered. Hey, Ryan. I looked up. No, I definitely heard it that time. Hey, do you need help with that? The voice continued. Oh, it was Autumn the Pretty Hallway Girl. Picture on the wall. Here I come. No, not really, I whispered back. A lot of it's just review, and... Mr. Ryan, is there something you'd like to say? Oh, no. It's hard to read this. Oh, my gosh, the cringe. Okay. Dang it. Detention, here I come. No, Miss Sherman? Well, since you're kind enough to grace us with your voice, then how about you answer the problem? I could almost hear the life go out of me. What's the question? I asked. Some of the kids laughed. You know, this would never actually happen at school. And that's the worst part about it, is that none of this is even feasible. Like, I guess maybe on the rare occasion, there might be a teacher that's, I guess, almost as shitty, but I've never in my life had to deal with somebody even close to this level of just... What's the word? Heinousness? I don't even know. It's just unreal, you know, and when writing a book, you at least want there to be some sort of suspension of disbelief. But with this, there's absolutely no way this could ever happen in this world or any parallel universe to my knowledge. Ugh, this is just so bad. All right. Some of the kids laughed. Okay. The bulldog smiled. Of course, she sneered. Of course you don't know. Well, Mr. Ryan, what is the atomic weight of iron? The tension slowly deflated out of me. A shred of hope was finally in sight. And of course he knows it, because he's the protagonist of the story. Without even hesitating, 55.93. Fun fact, I actually looked it up. Yep, I had this all planned out. I looked up what the atomic weight for iron was just for this. Yeah. The teacher laughed. Guessing isn't going to get you anywhere, Mr. Ryan. Miss Sherman, one of the students raised his hand. What? Miss Sherman growled. He's right. The atomic weight is 55.93. Oh, this is so bad. That shut her up, so I turned my attention back to my packet. After about half a second, the bulldog regained her composure. All right, but you surely can't know what the number of electrons in nitrogen. There are 7, I said without looking up. Phosphorus? 15. Neon? 10. The teacher pulled out a copy of the periodic table. What about? The bell rang. Oh, what sweet sound it was. As the students filed out of the classroom, I gave Miss Sherman the packet. It's all finished, I said. Don't think this is over, boy, she warned. Yes, ma'am. I couldn't help but smile as I walked out the door. Oh, what a chapter that was. That was... awe-inspiring, to be sure. We're at chapter 4. And the way that I see it... Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. I'm reading right now. I probably should have told you that, but I was just too engrossed in it to kind of, like, separate reality from fiction, so... I'm reading now. I'm not talking to you guys. The way that I see it, there are 2 people in this life. Those who suck, and those who don't. And so for me... Oh, man. You know, I thought I was a bad writer back then... But I must be absolutely shite if I'm... I can't read this. I'm gonna have to take a step back. Okay. And so far, the population of the latter was down to just me. So he's saying that he sucks. Okay, we've established this. Alright, let's go. Baby steps, guys. Baby steps. I contemplated this as our school's coach compared one of the overset kids in my PE class to a maggot. What kind of school is this kid going to, man? I mean, I've been to public school. I've been to like, horrible schools, and they were not nearly as bad as what I envisioned it to be, like, back when I wrote this. Like, this is purely just absolute crap. Okay, but anyways, we shall press forward, nevertheless. Okay, between the screams of unsuspecting victims and the cries of victory, dodgeball was, in fact, modern warfare. There was this one kid who was definitely above the rest. It was almost as if he was born to destroy. Literally every ball that he threw mortally injured someone, and I was no exception. After about 3 direct shots to the diaphragm, I was dead. A kid next to me looked like he was going to faint, and at least 3 others left on the note that they needed to throw up. I was starting to wonder why this kid was even allowed to be in PE. When, speak of the devil, he waltzed over to where I was. At first I thought he was going to apologize, but his face said otherwise. What made things worse was that he wasn't alone. A few other kids joined him. His cronies, no doubt. After about half a second, silly me. I goofed. Okay, I have to turn the page. Forgot. His cronies, no doubt. And he made a half circle around me. Well, would you look at this, he sneered. Fresh meat. We don't get that very often. So where do you come from? Boulder? Ridgeland? It took me a while to answer. It really took all that I had just to look at him in the eye. He was that intimidating. I mean, this kid wasn't only built. You could tell he had to shave, like twice a day. He had these brown eyes that were so dark, it looked like they were all pupil, like sharks. A great white shark. That's what he reminded me of. Well, if a great white shark had dirty blonde hair and a nose unproportionately small for its face. Mab was starting to see if he was chummy with Miss Sherman. I didn't transfer from any school. I tried to word my replies carefully as I could. Then I realized it sounded pretty dumb. With all vicious animals, taunting could be fatal.
Are you trying to make me look stupid?
I was shocked. Clearly, he must have misheard me. There was no way he couldn't have figured out that I used to be homeschooled. No, I said as calmly as I could. I'm not. Never mind. I used to be homeschooled. That's what I meant.
Oh, you're one of those.
He said those as if what are even words? He said those as if referring to some sort of disease.
I'll let your stupidity slide for now, but let me tell you something. And I'm only going to say this once. I run the show.
Why did I suddenly turn fucking Western? First he was like some sneering little boy, and then it's like he's morphed into some sort of like, I don't know, Buffalo Bill type dude. I mean, it's probably what I wrote him as, but okay, where are we? So he runs the show. You're soon gonna find out. There we go. Back to where we were. Okay. You're soon gonna find out how things work around here. And if you're not stupid, you'll play along, just like everyone else around here does. Consider yourself warned. He bumped my shoulder as he walked off to the boys' locker room. This doesn't make any sense. How in my right mind did I ever think that this was actually good writing? I don't understand. Like, this kid obviously must have, like, sucked off a teacher or something in order to make sure that he was able to talk to other kids like this. Because I know for a damn old fact, like, if he was being, like, aggressive to people, there was no way in heck that would slide. I don't know in what universe I thought this would happen, but, he must have tickled somebody's pickle. Back to the story. I couldn't do this. Not anymore. 3 hours of this, I had enough. And what was the point to all this? To make some friends? High school came with a manual, and clearly, I'd missed the handouts. Okay, now that's profound shit right there. If there's anything we could take away from the story, it's that I'm fucking stupid. I had to hand it to him, though. I was impressed that the kid, given his intellectual standing, was able to comprehend the word consider, let alone use it in a sentence. But with that in mind, I limped away to change. The locker room was unlike anything I'd ever seen. Not only did it reek of old socks and sweat, the boys were surprisingly comfortable with stripping down butt naked in front of each other. Okay, now this actually is something that I've experienced in my life. Some sort of weird phenomena where boys just are right with getting totally naked in a crammed gym room. They're straight as hell, but they don't mind seeing each other's willies. And it does stink. Horribly. So I write this from experience. This was not made up. I avoided looking at the showers as I found my way to the locker. C-16. Good old C-16. Don't know why I wrote that, but we're gonna see why. Apparently, some sort of jock kind of guy used it before me, and rumors are going around saying that whoever used it achieved athletic greatness. As if. I can never shoot a three-pointer to save my life, let alone run a mile. I'm surprised that he knows what a three-pointer is, because from the looks of it, he is a complete and total nerd. I awkwardly took off my clothes and pulled my school ones. I awkwardly took off my clothes and pulled out my school ones. As I pulled on my red V-neck, I looked down at my frame. I had never been much of an eater. Don't get me wrong, I love food. But I was always losing my appetite, or I was too busy, or something came up. And so, according to everyone, I was skin and bones. You have no idea how many people would walk past me with sympathetic expressions, or how many times Grandma Markson would tell me to eat a sandwich. I couldn't help but notice how muscular the other males were, which added even more annoyance to my situation. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't gain any muscle, and after a while, I realized that I didn't want to impress anyone, and therefore I gave up on any exercise. I pulled my jeans over my chicken legs. I looked at my watch, which told me I had about 20 minutes left until the bell rang. So after I'd gotten into my school clothes, I sat on the bleachers, trying to kill time with the other students. I found this to be the perfect opportunity to begin to read When Ants Go Marching. So I pulled it out and began to read. Sorry, I put When Ants Go Marching as an acronym, so it spells WAGM. Like I was being smooth or some shit, but it looks absolutely disgusting. So anyways, as I'm reading this child book, I got a good two paragraphs in when I heard a noise a little too loud for comfort. Just for the heck of it, I decided to indulge in my curiosity. A very annoyed Autumn stood with her arms crossed, staring at what seemed to be her backpack, which laid in the middle of the gym. From where I was, it looked like she'd been the one to throw it, but then of course, Shark Boy ran over to it and picked it up. He proceeded to throw it, and one of his cronies, this one had a mohawk, barely caught it. I assumed the loud noise I had earlier was the product of the ladder failing to catch the pack. I was outraged, but honestly, I had no idea why. I didn't even know the chick, and... Oh, I know why you were outraged. You're fucking horny, dude. You want to impress the girl, and that's why you're upset. I made these people, like, way too deep, okay? We all know that human emotions are 2D. They're shallow. I should have made this more real, I'm not gonna lie. But anyways, let's continue. I was outraged, but honestly, I had no idea why. I didn't even know the chick, and this was none of my business. Still, I didn't want to see the pretty hallway girl named Autumn get teased and taunted by Shark Boy. I was about to say something, but Shark Boy did something that really, really caught me off guard. He hugged her. And not the friendly, apologetic way. I would have been totally fine with no. This was a romantic, arms around the hips kind of hug. I sat dumbfounded as the apparent couple kissed. Oh my gosh! The antagonist of the story is in a romantic relationship with the protagonist's love interest? Oh my gosh! Oh! So original and just, like... profound. Ugh. Are you still mad? Shark Boy asked. Yeah, Rich. Rich. No. I named the antagonist Dick. Oh, poor Richard. Ugh. But anyways, she said, yeah, Rich, or Rick, I think it would be Rick, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it, but whatever. I still am, Autumn said. She sounded really exhausted. And now, Shark Boy had a name. All right, I'm sorry, he apologized. I didn't bother hearing the rest of the conversation. I was too shocked, confused. Also, I was pretty angry. How could it be? But the first time I ever took an interest in someone, a dirtbag had to go and ruin everything. This was another clear reason why I didn't like people. I was relieved when the bell rang, indicating that lunch was underway. Oh boy, and I... Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm gonna talk about lunch. Isn't that nice? Since my ship with Autumn sunk before it even set sail, I went back to the paradigm that all humans sucked, and I was the only one who mattered. I reflected upon this as I waited in line for my lunch to be served. Upon receiving my grub, I walked out of the cafeteria to the school's courtyard. I found a nice little bench and sat down to eat. Let's see, cookies, mashed potatoes, fruit, oh god, what's that? I had been scrutinizing my lunch when what appeared to be two eyes staring up at me. I immediately made a mental note to never order the mystery meat again. Oh, the classic mystery meat joke. Oh, I'm such a jokester. I'm such a original comedian. No, original comedic genius. Yeah, that's what that is right there. That's just absolute genius. As I munched... Okay, so back to the story. As I munched on a cookie, I leaned back to look up at the sky. It was still pretty cloudy, which brought me the slightest bit of joy, but I was worried that I'd get rained on. I had forgotten to bring a proper rainwear. But what if I did want to get rained on? I hated this godforsaken place. My one way to get out could have been pneumonia or something. If everything else failed, I'd be willing to give that a shot. I was mulling over escape plans when I heard my name called. Since I was positive no one knew my name, I thought nothing of it, and turned my attention back to my cookie. No cookies. I like cookies, they're pretty good. I haven't had one in a while, but my favorite would have to be, like, fucking white chocolate macadamia. That makes me cream, not gonna lie. Oh, God. Oh, that was absolutely disgusting. Never doing that again. Okay. Hey, Ryan. Nope, not in my imagination. I definitely heard it this time. Confused, but mostly because the situation called for it, I turned my head in the general direction of the voice. What came walking toward me really just made matters worse. He was tall, lanky, and had messy blonde hair. And between the orange... What word is that? It's O-R-A-N-G. It's like I wanted to spell orange, but I just gave up halfway through. Oh well. So he's wearing an orange tee, brown shorts, and knee-high white socks with sandals. I couldn't help but grimace. Oh, that's cringy. Ooh. Ooh, nobody but, like, golf dad sons wear that kind of shit. I'm not gonna lie. Immediately, the image of a retarded giraffe flashed across my mind. Oh, okay. Hey, he said kind of breathlessly. You're new, aren't you? Well, duh. What was your first guess? I muttered. Well, for one, you're alone. He smiled. I was kind of taken aback at that point. It's not every day you find someone who doesn't catch on to sarcasm. Oh. I said that entire exchange completely wrong. Okay, let's rewind a little bit. Okay, so he's like, hey, he said kind of breathlessly. You're new, aren't you? Well, duh. What was your first guess? I muttered. Well, for one thing, you're alone. He smiled. I was kind of taken aback at that point. It's not every day you find someone who doesn't catch on to sarcasm. Now that is a new level of stupidity that I admire. I guess apparently I did because I wrote it in here. Yeah, and when you do, they're either so stupid, they don't get it, or they're smart enough to keep it from phasing him. See, I keep thinking that was meant to be profound, But yeah, close but no cigar. Sorry, past Chris. That wasn't a good one. That should not have written that one. So I decided to make acquaintances with the creature. Do we have any classes together? I asked. I wasn't really interested, but honestly, what do you do when a total stranger knows your name? But yeah, I'm in your PE class. I take it you've met Rick? Oh, you mean Shark Boy? Yeah, I've met him. Kind of against my will, though, I replied. Eh, that's how it goes. Don't let him fool you, though. He's about as smart as a bag of nails, and that line he used, it's recited. He's been using it ever since the 8th grade. You don't say. Well, that's a relief. I was under the impression that he was secretly a genius, and that's why Autumn likes... I almost called her autism. You know, at this point, I kind of feel like that's what we should call her. Because that's what this whole damn fucking book is. Oh, it hurts. Yeah. Anyway, so, back to the story. I was shocked. How could I let something as personal as that slip out in front of a person I met not even 10 minutes ago? This was weird. And whatever it was, I didn't like it. The proverbial Helen of Troy. The retarded giraffe smiled, as if reminiscing in an old memory. The goddess herself, walking among one of the many cesspools of raging teenage hormones and drug abuse. Don't worry, you're not the first one to fall victim to her unwavering good looks. You know what, actually? If there's anybody that I'm, like, proud of, it's this guy. This kid, who doesn't even have a name yet. I already like him. I don't know why, but... for some reason, everybody else that I wrote, I guess it, except for Autumn, but honestly, Autumn, I didn't really write that much about her, at least yet. But out of everybody so far, like, I don't even like my protagonist. This kid, this retarded giraffe, is the one. Yeah, that's my favorite right there. That's my boy. Don't know why I decided to give him the best lines. That was a mistake on my end. Anyway, thanks. But I really shouldn't have told you that. I don't even know your name. Ah, this is where we learn retarded giraffe's name. Okay. Oh, sorry. The name's James, but my friends call me Jay. All right, James, I said. I'd love to stay and talk, but I'm kind of busy. ... Okay, I'll leave you to your meal, but if you need anything, holler. Okay. Bye. James held out his fist. And for the 5 most awkward seconds of my life, I just stared at it, not knowing what to do. Oh. Red-faced, I met his fist with mine. Aw, they're fisting each other. That's cute. And he walked off, turning one more time to salute. What a weirdo, I thought. But I didn't realize this at the time, as James, the retarded giraffe, walked off. For the first time in my life, my cocoon cracked. Ah, what a wonderful way to end this. Oh, but we're not gonna end it, are we? Maybe. Do we? Do I want to keep going? Do I want to keep going? Do I really want to keep going? Because there's a lot left. There's a hefty amount left. Nah. We're gonna wait. We're gonna wait. It's got a good feeling about chapter 6. Yeah, I got a good one. So far, basically, I guess to give the little summary at the end, our main character is an absolute prick. The teachers are written completely off the bat. Nothing even feasibly possible. Nothing realistic at all. The only characters in there either have that make sense and are actually nice and probably approachable either are side characters or just don't have any lines at all. Like, barely. Like, the reason why you like them is because they haven't actually talked to you yet. You know? And by you, I'm just kind of like putting you in the shoes of the protagonist, you know, kind of living vicariously. But no, y'all get what I mean. It's just, I totally, back then, and by back then I mean like a few years ago, I was like probably 16 when I stopped writing it. I was like 15 when I started. I mean, it was just, it was a project that I thought would turn out pretty well, but it totally backlashed because I think a lot of it had to do with how out of touch with reality that I was. I couldn't accurately convey what or who people were because I guess I just didn't have enough experience. Because I was a socially awkward little shit, or I just read too many books that had unrealistic properties to them and was like, oh hey, this works, so let's do the same thing in here. And that's what I noticed when it came down to like Miss Sherman and our protagonist Ryan's exchange in class. They had something very akin to a lot of what authors do when it comes to writing scripts or books. They have like these major interactions between two like opposing forces, like something that's supposed to be like an outside stressor on the main protagonist that kind of is a nuisance or some sort of driving factor to how that drives the point home that his life sucks. Like, take Harry Potter, for instance. Like, this isn't anything against J.K. Rowling or whatever, but it's kind of an example of what I'm trying to get at. Like, with Snape talking to Harry Potter, like, talking down to him, you know, that's something that's very similar to what I at least was trying to accomplish. The whole unrealistic teacher versus student thing. That happens a lot, at least from what I've seen. And now, looking at it, it feels like absolute garbage. Even though, back when I was first writing it, I thought I was just absolutely amazing. I thought I was an absolute genius when it came to it. Like, I was so proud. And then, you know, looking back at it, it just, I feel like I should be burned. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit too real. This is a lighthearted little podcast that I run, but it's kind of interesting to look back and reflect on, I guess, your own mistakes, maybe learn from it. I don't know. I'll never be an author, but I think it's good to at least take what you've done and learn from it. I mean, if it's one thing I am good at, it's it's fixing my mistakes and definitely learning from them, so thank you for listening. And I'll, thanks for listening to my mistakes. And I'll see you guys later. Take care.